Our last speaker is Hazel McCann. Tony has a problem reading. There's one more in here.
I'm blind. I'm sorry.
Oh, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and the young people out here. I want to congratulate John here for organizing this session tonight. I apologize for being late, but unfortunately the request to be here came in after I obligated myself to attend three events, so that's why I was late. Because I wanted to be here to hear the school trustees' story, and of course to hear the counselors and the mayors. I want to congratulate the 17 people that their names stand for mayor of the best city in Canada, world-renowned for its accomplishments and such, because it is truly a pleasure to serve the citizens of Mississauga. And by the way, it's 33 years I've been mayor. It's been 30 and 31 tonight, just to keep the record straight. And I've enjoyed it. And that is why I want a council that is going to work to implement some of the great plans. Let me tell you about the strategic plan of the city. It is not a political strategic plan. It was developed by 100,000 people of Mississauga who are consulted to prepare us and to give us a strategic plan. Because we want the vision of the people as to how this city should look in the 21st century. Not the vision of a handful of politicians. So we did it. And that strategic plan, I brought some copies that are on the table there tonight. Move, belong, connect, prosper, and make Mississauga green, which we've attempted to do by buying land, by developing our waterfront, by buying land along the Credit River and such. We just bought a big farm just on Credit View Road. The Harris to retain it as green belt and stuff. Last week we adopted a cycling plan, a 20-year cycling plan for Mississauga that will connect the whole city with a bicycle plan. We have the mayor's task force on sports. We had a task force, the mayor's task force on the arts, and now we have a strategic plan for the arts, culture, and heritage in Mississauga. We need one for the sports. Sports are changing. Sports are changing all across Canada. Hockey is going down. Field hockey is going up. And cricket is going up. And we do not have the facilities for those great sports. That sports task was not supported by this council, but fortunately I was able to get it on its way under the leadership of Chuck E., one of North America's best football players, and Diane Thomas. And my mayor's golf committee donated the $50,000 to get me. We want a strategic plan for sports in Mississauga. We got to look at it. Edmonton, Vancouver, Winnipeg had a task force, and now they got a roadmap for sports in the city. I conducted a job summit this summer to get the young people employed. I appealed to the corporate sector to hire more young people. And by the way, anybody that's against immigration, this country was based on immigration. They are the entrepreneurs. They are the hard workers that came to this country and built it. And we need immigration. We need their talent. We need their culture. We need their faith. Boy, this is why the city is the leader. CNN was up to interview me because they can't believe a city of our size, sixth largest in Canada, third largest in Ontario, is debt-free. How did you do it? Because cities in the United States are going down. I promise to give you, I campaign all the time. I'm not running a campaign of wasting money on literature and signs. I can tell you, if you want to donate money to the mayor, donate it to charities, because they sure need it. They need it in this society. Ladies and gentlemen, I look forward to serving you for another 4 years to take this city to even greater heights. Mississauga, the better.